Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. A tsunami advisory is in effect along the Pacific U.S. coast, from Alaska to the Mexican border, as well as Hawaii, after an undersea volcano erupted off the Pacific island nation of Tonga. Tsunami alerts have been issued in New Zealand. Radio New Zealand's Moira Tulia-Pataler spoke to the BBC.
That eruption was heard in New Zealand, parts of New Zealand, which is more than 2,300 kilometres away. And it was also heard in Fiji, which is 500 kilometres away. Before we lost communication with a lot of people, they were saying that they could still see kind of like lightning strikes and thunder out by the volcano.
Communications with Tonga are cut off. The U.S. says it has credible intelligence that Russia plans to stage an incident inside Ukraine to give Moscow an excuse to invade. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Ukrainians say they're used to such tactics.
Using hybrid tactics like creating chaos so they can present themselves as peacekeepers is exactly what the Russians did in 2014 with Crimea and eastern Ukraine, says retired Ukrainian General Volodymyr Havrilov. But he doesn't think there will be a full-scale invasion.
They like to bully others with the military stick, watching what is going on after that and trying to get some concessions. To frighten Ukraine, to provoke and frighten the Western countries as well.
Havrilov says there's an adage about Russia and Ukraine that still rings true.
For them to lose Ukraine, it means to lose empire. So without Ukraine, Russia will never be an empire.
He says Ukrainians understand this very well. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
The White House and Senate Democrats say they're planning to move ahead with legislation that would strengthen voting rights at the federal level. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
Senate Republicans reject the legislation outright and have repeatedly blocked it in the evenly split chamber. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had set a January 17th deadline to vote on eliminating a long-standing Senate rule, the filibuster, in order to push this legislation through. But two moderate Democrats, Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, say they'll vote no. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will continue to fight.
You heard him say this week that voting rights, the rights of people to express their views at the polls, is something that is fundamental to him, and he's going to stay at it.
The Senate has postponed its recess next week in order to take up the legislation, with or without votes, to pass it. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Martin Luther King III and his family are leading a voting rights rally in Phoenix, Arizona today, and former President Donald Trump has scheduled a counter rally. This is NPR. Attorneys general from 48 states and territories are trying to revive their antitrust case against Facebook. NPR's Shannon Bond reports they argue a federal judge wrongly dismissed their case last summer.
The states accused Facebook of illegally stifling competition when it bought Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp in 2014. But a judge dismissed their case in June, saying they had waited too long to challenge the acquisitions. In their appeal, the states say those time limits do not apply in cases like this, and that Facebook is still acting illegally. This week, the same judge allowed a similar antitrust lawsuit against Facebook from the Federal Trade Commission to move ahead. The FTC accuses Facebook of holding a monopoly in social networking that has hurt its users and rivals. Facebook, which recently rebranded as Meta, pays NPR to license NPR content. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Supporters of tennis star Novak Djokovic gathered near the Australian Open venue in Melbourne, Australia today. Djokovic is being detained there, awaiting a deportation hearing tomorrow for being unvaccinated against COVID-19. Beginning today, anyone with private insurance in the U.S. can get at-home, over-the-counter coronavirus tests for free without prior authorization from a provider or clinician. It's the start of the Biden administration's plan to offer free at-home tests to all households who request them beginning Wednesday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.